Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Cruising for joy? It's safe listening. Joy 94.9.
Hello and welcome to Well. Jason and Jill with you this evening from the Health Promotion Program at the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. We will be chatting with Shannon Myers, Promotion Officer from the organisation People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria, and she will be chatting about the work that she does there. We will be looking at some newsy items related to health and the community, and later on wrapping up by looking at some events that are happening around the town.
What is in the news this week, Jill?
Firstly, the UN has formed a team to look at the impact of discriminatory HIV laws. Now, in more detail, the United Nations Development Programme and UNAIDS said Thursday that they have formed a commission to examine the impact of laws around the world that discriminate against people living with HIV. Now, Jason, just to put this into a little bit of context, I thought maybe we'd look at a few of the stats because they are quite remarkable. Mm. 49 countries in the world have laws that criminalise transmission or exposure. Sorry, to HIV. 86 countries have homophobic legislation, including 7 which can impose up to the death penalty for homosexuality.
When we think of UNAIDS and UNDP, we think, oh, they're working on programming and kind of developing countries. And, oh, that's great.
Organising
that
rice.
It's great, stuff. It's great that they're doing this. You know, those other countries need to be brought up to code. But, in fact, we're one of those 49.
Yeah, it's frightening, isn't it? I know. You're absolutely right. And that's exactly what I thought when I was reading this. I thought, we always think that we're way ahead of the game in terms of developments that we make. And we go, oh, we're a Western nation. We must be doing good things all the time. Well, sadly, no, because like you say, we fall into that shameful category ourselves.
And it's not only laws around criminalizing exposure or transmission, but also the laws that restrict people being able to travel from one country to another just because they may have HIV.
Exactly.
Up until recently, the US was one of the kind of the big ones that had such restrictions.
And China.
But, you realized that how big of an impact that can have, especially when I was living in Canada, when you drive an hour and you can cross the border.
Yeah, yeah.
But you can't. Or you can't legally, but everyone would do it, but they'd have to make massive preparations if they were on treatments, you know, to be the fear of being caught at the border with HIV medications. It's ridiculous that, you know, almost 30 years down the track from the beginning of the epidemic, we still have laws that don't do what they originally thought were going to have an impact on protecting the public, but really actually are to the detriment of many, many individuals.
Absolutely, Jason. And so it's good. It's a good thing.
So you were saying it's all good news, but actually I'm going to talk about the bad side.
Bringing it down, Jason. You're bringing it down. So that's a good thing. The commission is being set up and they're gonna do good things, hopefully.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what if this kind of progresses anymore by the time the International AIDS Conference happens in Vienna in 2-3 weeks' time.
Yeah, it will be interesting to see if it gets a mention there at least.
I'd imagine that it would.
Yeah, you'd hope so.
But if it is, we'll have more coverage.
We will. Ooh. Always at the cutting edge of coverage. Now, another little piece of news is there has the AIDS Accountability International, which is an independent rating organisation, is holding leaders accountable for the commitments that they have made to respond to the HIV epidemic. So AIDS Accountability International, or AAI, is developing a new AIDS accountability sexual diversity scorecard, which is a bit of a mouthful to get your mouth around. which compares.
Can you please not use that phrase in this studio, please?
moving on. So the scorecard will compare government policy implementation and impact internationally in order to monitor and evaluate leaders' response to sexual orientation and gender identity. So it's going to be looking at best and worst practice amongst government and civil society and stakeholders. In order to ensure that universal access and prevention care, treatment and support for sexual minorities is taken care of, I guess. And so they're trying to find a bit of a benchmark.
I wonder if they would be taking into account the laws that we were just speaking of before as well, in terms of putting together a score for the various nations across the world.
Yeah, yeah. And I think as well, in order to sort of say, well, you've promised stuff, are you following through with that? So it's because it's an independent, it's not governmental, it's not, you know, there's no reason for people not to follow through. I guess there's no hidden agenda is what I'm saying. They're not trying to get re-elected or anything else. So it's actually quite a good broad look at what different countries are doing around the world.
And that's actually going to be covered again at the conference in Vienna.
There's a lot going on in Vienna, isn't there?
You know.
And you're going to be there, Jason.
I will be there, so I'll have all of the goss when I get back.
Yeah, I want to hear. I want to hear what you... I want you to take notes.
All right, will you read them?
And you will be quizzed. All right. No. And for those who... Go on.
No, you go ahead.
All right, well...
There's a bit of a funny story to this headline, but I'll share it with a listener later.
I don't know if you've heard, Jason.
What's that, Jill?
Well, the Prime Minister in Iceland is a lesbian woman.
Oh, is she?
She is.
Oh, tell me more.
She is. And she's just gotten married to her...
Really?
...her lesbian partner.
I hadn't heard of that yet this week. But please do tell, because it's something recent that's just changed in Iceland, isn't it?
It is, Jason.
What's that?
And that's the same-sex marriage laws that came into effect there. So she's actually the first person.
Or maybe one of the first.
Well, I think she was actually the first. We can argue about that later.
One of the first same-sex couples to wed on the day Iceland's new gay-friendly marriage law came into effect.
Oh, she's one of the first same-sex. Yeah, well, still, she was...
But on to the funny part of this news story.
What's the funny part?
How determined you were to find someone around the office today that hadn't been aware of this yet. Oh, have you heard?
It's true.
Oh.
It is
Have
true.
You heard? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, Adam, have you?
Yeah. Okay. Oh. Everyone else, it seems, the world. In fact, I challenge.
It's new to you.
If you are listening at home and you did not know about this story, please feel free to contact the studio just so that I feel like I've shared something with someone that they didn't already know.
Or if you have heard the story and you haven't been living under a rock.
Oh, but... See,
please send
us
a message so that I win the argument. Thank you very
29th
much.
Of June. It's nigh on 2 days old.
That's old news.
Our sponsors support our community. Check them out at joy.org.au.
And that was That Year by the lovely Brandy Carlisle. Joining us in the studio this evening, we are graced with the presence of Shannon Myers from the organisation People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria, or more commonly referred to as PLWHA Victoria. Shannon, it is a delight to have you in the studio with us this evening, and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Jill. Thanks, Jason. It's lovely to be here.
This is your first time on Well as well, so an extra special welcome to you.
Oh, thank you.
We'll be gentle.
Good.
Well, I will be. Now, Shannon, before we get started, we probably need to ask you what exactly the organisation PLWHA Victoria is and what it does.
Sure. PLWHA Victoria is the peak body for people living with HIV and AIDS in Victoria. And we provide support, information and representation to all people living with HIV in Victoria. So basically we're a community-based organisation that works to achieve the human rights and well-being of people living with HIV. Yeah.
Good stuff.
Sounds like such a big task.
It does.
Now, what is your role within this organisation?
I've only been with PLWHA for 8 months, so it's a short time, but I am a part of the health promotion team as the communication and resources officer. So it basically means that I identify, develop and support communication and branding strategies for the organisation.
That sounds as big as the organisation. Duties itself, doesn't it?
Oh, better tone it down a bit then.
I don't know. You want to keep your position there.
Well, that's true.
Now, what is your background, Shannon? You could have done anything really to end up with a job like that. I mean, have you always been involved in the sort of health sector community or have you done other things?
I actually started off in a corporate health organisation and, to be honest, didn't last there very long because I just didn't enjoy it. Went straight from there to World Vision, which was quite a big jump. And then since then, I've had several roles in the community health sector, both in Australia and overseas. Yeah.
Crikey. That's quite a bit of moving around as well, Shannon. But it's good that you feel like you found your home here now, which is important. So what, with all that in mind, what is your interest in working for PLWHA Victoria?
To be honest, I was a little bit slow in realising my career interest or career path. We had a family friend who passed away of AIDS-related illness when I was about 12 years old. And I also did some volunteer work in an organisation in Thailand, which was for HIV orphans. And I also did a bit of work in London with asylum seekers, mostly women who had been affected by HIV. And then from there went to the Alfred, where I was involved in the infectious disease department. So you'd think I kind of would have catched on by then, but I didn't. I'd actually had an interview with two organisations on the one day, and one of them was PLWHA Victoria. And I sort of thought, well, whichever one I get is where I'm meant to be. And surprise, surprise, here I am.
It's really interesting, though, those experiences of going, so you sort of saw the effects of HIV on people in a sort of social setting,
yeah,
in terms of being a support worker. But then I guess from a more clinical sense of working at the Alfred, that's quite, it's good to, I guess, in regards to your position now, you've seen both sides of how HIV can affect somebody.
Absolutely.
Which is obviously gives you better kudos for your job.
Yeah, and greater understanding.
Absolutely,
what the
needs
are. Yeah. Great.
Now, I understand that although it's only been 8 months that you've been at PLWHA, you've been quite busy, and one of the things that you put together is the regular magazine PosLink. Can you tell us a bit about that publication?
Sure. PosLink is a magazine that basically connects us with our members and associate members, and really a resource to keep them up to date with the latest HIV information and treatments, as well as activities that are happening within the organisation. It's a bi-monthly magazine, and our next edition will be in August. It's been a learning curve for me to, you know, as opposed to dealing with writers and printers and knowing what's hot and what people want to read about, but I sort of feel like I've got a little bit more of a handle on it now. We have two fantastic volunteers, Warren and Joe, who help us with the distribution and packing of PosLink, and it gets sent out to over 1,500 members.
Wow.
Yeah, that's great.
Gee, that's quite a broad stretch, isn't it?
Yeah,
broad reach, I should say. So if somebody who's might be listening at home and they're obviously not a member of PLWHA Victoria, then what would they do? Would they just give you a ring if they wanted a copy of that magazine? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's not a problem. Yeah, it's available in a lot of the sexual health clinics and hospitals as well. But if anyone's interested, you can also access it online through our website, download the PDF. All the previous copies are available there as well.
Fantastic. Now, aside from the magazine that you've just mentioned, Shannon, which is the PosLink, are there other resources that you are involved with producing?
Yeah, as we sort of stated, it's only been 8 months, but I feel like we have achieved a lot in such a short amount of time. We've redeveloped our website, which has been a project over the last 3 months. We've launched a DVD and a book, which is from the Positive Speakers Bureau. I've also done a few promotional products as well, like water bottles and sports towels, which have been really fun to give away at carnivals. And at the moment, we're working on a new resource for newly diagnosed, which will be a wallet-sized sort of resource, which will just basically have support services that would be relevant for someone who's newly diagnosed. And we're also revising some resources from Positive Life New South Wales. They're fact sheets on topics such as Hep C, cancer, and they'll soon be released. So watch out for those.
You're not exactly sitting on your laurels, are you, Shannon? You're out there. I mean, there's nothing that you haven't produced from the sounds of things.
When you've got a CEO like mine, you just got to keep working.
You got to keep churning them out. Yeah.
Hi, Sonny. Now, clearly lots of resources have been developed in the past 8 months, but how do you know what the next resource is that you need to get out there and that there's a particular need for that said resource?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We do a needs assessment process, but as well as that, we're really well connected with our members and the public. We've got really strong partnerships with other HIV organisations and sexual health clinics, which really help us sort of identify the gaps that perhaps might be there. But, producing a resource costs quite a lot of money, so we would never spend unnecessary public funds on a resource that perhaps something similar is already available. So, a lot of our team are involved in HIV forums, held at government, community and research levels, and which means, we're in a really good situation to identify needs.
Mm. And I can imagine, that with that much sort of influence, you'd be, with that many people involved, I guess is what I'm saying, you'd actually get a pretty broad cross-section of the community sort of wanting different things, I suppose.
Yeah, and we get approached by different organisations as well who want to partner with us to produce a resource, which is great.
Hello, my name is Renee Geyer, and I support Australia's first gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9.
We are chatting with Shannon Myers from People Living with HIV AIDS Victoria. Now, Shannon, as we've spoken about before on Well, 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 there's obviously, well, not obviously, there are various changes that seem to be happening very frequently, especially in regards to travel for people who are living with HIV. Is it tricky for you in your role and certainly in terms of producing resources and so on, in keeping up with these changes in the sort of sector, I guess, of HIV?
Yeah, I must admit, when I first started, I was extremely overwhelmed by how much information there is available. But to be honest, we have such an amazing team at PLWHO Victoria. And if there's ever a question that I can't answer, I'm surrounded by people with a wealth of knowledge and expertise. As I said before, because we work in partnership with so many other organisations, we are able to keep up to date with what's happening and consult. We're attending conferences like Jason's going to Vienna, forums and reference groups where we gain so much of our information from those avenues. That's fantastic.
Because I guess it would be a bit hard to sort of, and you don't have to answer this, but I'm just sort of thinking, which is strange for me. In terms of bringing out resources, what seems like really important news today may actually not be that significant in 3 months' time when you have actually produced a specific resource for, something, say, in terms of medication or something specific. So I guess keeping abreast of those changes would be, it's almost a full-time job in itself, isn't it?
Yes.
And I guess that's why you have a job.
Yeah. In regards to the changes in travel for people living with HIV, there is a great website, and you both probably know it. It's www.hivtravel.org, and basically it lists every country, and you can just select which country that you're planning to travel to or planning to perhaps work in, and it lists the restrictions that may be in force, and also if there's access to medications and those important things. And it's backed by resources, so you can it's obviously credible, and it's updated on a regular basis. So it's a great resource.
And do you know who manages that site, Shannon? Is that an Australian site or is it an American site?
It's an American site.
Right,
yeah,
okay.
Done by AIDS organisation in America.
Well, I guess given specifically with travel, the changes that happen so frequently, of all the things mm-hmm. that are going to be needing to be updated on a pretty frequent, sometimes daily basis, I'm thinking probably getting a publication is not worth it for travel.
Yeah.
A website's probably the way to go. So that's great.
And it's probably a bit ironic that it is America, since they've only just recently changed their travel restrictions. So, yeah.
Yeah, no, that's good stuff. Now, does PLWHA Victoria sort of only assist men, or does it sort of help all members of the community?
No, we do support and provide information for all members of the community who have been affected by HIV. And we work really closely with organisations like Straight Arrows and Positive Women and the Multicultural Health and Support Service, you know, to provide effective programs for those people.
Now, although you're a service and advocacy group for people living with HIV, do you offer any forms of support for people kind of affected by, so I'm thinking friends and families of people living with HIV?
Yeah. We have a really great workshop called Connected, which is actually a partnership with the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre. It's a workshop that aims to provide a really supportive environment for friends, partners and family members of those affected by HIV. And it's basically just a really supportive environment where people can receive information and ask questions about living with HIV. And, you know, it's an information session when topics come up such as HIV transmission, antiviral medication, disclosure and stigma. And, you know, it's available, you know, to anyone that wants to attend. Yeah, so it's a great service.
Fantastic. And I know that we have actually spoken about the Connected workshop before
yeah.
on Well Well Well, and it's always very well received. And it's been running now for a few years, hasn't it?
It has, yeah. It
which
has.
Obviously shows that its success is obviously it's worthwhile doing them more than once.
Yeah, and that it's needed.
Don't laugh at me, Jason.
Oh, I'm smiling.
I'm smiling. All right. Well, look, Shannon, thank you so much for coming into the studio this evening. It has been an absolute pleasure having you with us this evening.
Thank you. It's been great to be here.
And while we've got you here, if people wanted to have more information on any of the resources that you mentioned, how can they get in touch with PLWHA and what's the website contact number?
Yeah, our website is www.plwhavictoria.com.au and all of our contact numbers are on there, so it's probably easier just to go to the website and check it out.
It's a bit rude,
it's very hot,
and it's damn sexy.
Hi, I'm Dean Beck.
And I'm James Findlay.
Join us for Hide and Seek every Thursday from 10 p.m.
It's where we explore sex, sexuality, and how it shapes our concept of self.
We have a lot of fun,
and if you're not careful, you might just learn something along the way.
Hide and Seek, Thursdays from 10 p.m. on Joy 94.9.
Sponsored by Circuit Bar. 103 Smith Street, Fitzroy. Open Wednesdays to Sunday, 5 p.m. till late. Circuit.com.
Listen to Joy 94.9 online. Joy.org.au.
Gay station.
Play our station.
Joy 94.9.
And that was How Green Was My Valley.
Can I say the name of the artist? My friend, the chocolate cake.
Now, Jason, there's a few newsy things happening.
As always, we like to let you know what's happening in and around the community that might help you take care of your health and well-being.
Exactly. Assist you. And would you like to share something?
Can I start, Jill?
Go on.
Thank you.
Okay.
One of the first things that we'd like to do a plug for is for our friends out in rural and regional Victoria. And the Country Awareness Network is based in Bendigo and provides information on HIV and other STIs for those folks living out in rural and regional Victoria. You can check out their website at can.org.au. That's can.org.au.
And they're such a friendly bunch. We like the country folk. That's why I like doing chill out, getting amongst it. Now, Midsummer, Jason, I know it seems like we've only just had it, and it's probably because we have. But it's coming round again, would you believe? 2011.
And big news today.
Yeah, very big news.
Big, big news. It's not going to be in Alexandra Gardens anymore.
It's not. But you know what? Probably everyone knows that because it was actually on the cover of MCV.
Well, you know, just because that's 2 days old news doesn't mean we don't talk about it now, is it, Jill?
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
Did you hear about the Prime Minister from Iceland?
I also got into trouble, apparently, for saying she's a lesbian.
You said a lesbian woman.
A lesbian woman. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, she's a lesbian. That's okay. Anyway, so Midsummer. They are calling for community-produced events, or as we like to say, CPEs.
Do we?
Just keeping it in. So if you have an idea for an event, it doesn't have to be fully fledged. You can kind of just come up with a concept or something. You don't have to think about exactly how you're going to, you know.
Don't have to think about it?
You do have to. You have to come up with some sort of vague idea. But they're looking for new events, basically, that perhaps haven't been seen at Midsummer before. So you've got a little bit of time up your sleeve, but you do have to register by the 17th of September, obviously, 2010, even if the details aren't fully finalised by that date. So a little bit of time up your sleeve, but, you know, not that long either. So get a wriggle on.
And, well, since we're talking about things that you should plan 2.5 months for, Jill, I'm just about to let you know that my birthday is 4 days before then, so I've got some time to prepare my gift.
Is it? Because my birthday is 4 days before then.
Yeah, so going on to other news.
so mine obviously takes preference over yours.
Now, it's a shame Tex isn't here because we know that he likes to talk about this quite a bit. And that's our outreach project.
We do. Yeah, he does. He does, and we do, which is why we're talking about it now.
The Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre's outreach team are, as we often say, a bunch of gay and bisexual men who talk online and in person in sex on premises venues about sexual health to other same-sex attracted men. And right now they're looking for guys who like to talk about sex to join them in their next training, which will be happening on the 10th and 11th of July. For more information, call our very lovely Tex on 9865-6700, or you can email him directly at outreach@vicaids.asn.au. That's outreach@vicaids.asn.au.
I just like the way you say outreach.
Sorry. Outreach.
outreach@vicaids.asn.au.
Marvellous.
And that's also a program that's been running for quite a while now, which I was thinking in terms of peer education, another program that's run out of the Victorian AIDS Council Gay Men's Health Centre, which has obviously seen a huge amount of success over the years. And I think in no small part to Aswin and Tex, who run both of those groups. So yeah, if you're interested in reaching out.
And if you want more information, you can just have a look in Southern Star and MCV this week and look for the ad with someone with their bare bottom showing.
That's one way of putting it, Tex. Got Tex on the brain.
But you might, I think I might need to give them more details because flipping through Southern Star right now, there's lots of bare bottoms in the ad.
Well, for the information part in Southern Star anyway is on page 13 under the boys section, and it's Let's Talk About Sex. Now, I also realised before you jumped right in and started talking about sex yourself, Jason, that I hadn't said anything about how exactly to contact Midsummer if you did want to register your idea.
How's that, Jill? How can they contact Midsummer?
Let me share with you, Jason.
Tell me.
midsummer.org.au wow. is the address. However, it's Midsummer with an A, just to really throw a spanner in the works for people there. So it's midsummer.org.au.
Spelt the way it sounds.
Exactly.
Interesting that.
Exactly.
Now, Victoria University is actually participating or running a research study on gay men's relationships and are looking for gay men currently in a relationship. They're examining factors including personality, attitudes, and sex life that may contribute towards satisfaction, closeness, and commitment in gay men's relationships. If you're interested in taking part, it's as simple as completing an online survey. You can check out the survey at, get your pens handy now, gayrelationships2010.questionpro.com, or you can call 03 9919 99192620. That's 99192620.
Lovely.
Lovely, isn't it?
It's fantastic. Mm,
fantastic.
Now, I've just... something has just come very quickly to my attention. It really is news just to hand. Tex has called to say that the outreach training is on the 10th and the 17th, not the 10th and 11th, as I think it was stated. Oh, it was indeed. It was indeed in Southern Star. So that is the 10th and the 17th is for the training for outreach, if you are interested in that.
So in this case, the bare bottom is right.
The bare bottom is correct. Mm. That's right. It's really not a visual program, Jason. It's really just audio. Jason's holding up a picture of the ad, which
I'm
has
not
got
holding
a,
it up. It's sitting on the table.
A bare bottom. Anyway, now the Laird Hotel.
What about the Laird, Jill?
Look, it's a favourite by many. Obviously, not by that many women.
Well, it could be their favourite. Do they just?
They just Kenka. By osmosis. Mm. Anyway, in the lead up to the Laird's 30th birthday celebrations.
How many?
Later in the year, 30. The venue is calling for your snaps featuring your favourite times at the Laird.
You know, I bet we'd have some great photos. Oh. You know.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Tex, I know you're listening. Be sure to send through your snaps.
And given that he throws nothing away, he'll have such a catalogue to choose from. The pictures will be used as a massive, and I don't think they say that lightly, a massive montage to be unveiled on the birthday weekend, which falls on October 22nd to 24th. If you would like to contribute, email, and the email address is contact@lairdhotel. Laird Hotel is spelled LAIRD. HOTEL.com, or you know what, you can just drop them in at the bar. So you could
grab
maybe
and grab a pint while you're there.
Exactly. Give him your picture and grab a pint.
But don't. Yeah.
What?
I was going to say you can't drop off Texas pictures.
No, that would be inappropriate, and probably, well, I just wouldn't get in. And anyway,
I think there must be a big show planned for Glitter and Tonic tonight.
Yeah, there's strange happenings outside the studio that Steve is putting up pictures of. I don't have my glasses on, so.
And one of the. I think so it's Miley and Kylie, but the photo of Miley kind of looks like it's holding a mop. Right, and by it, I mean she, sorry. She's holding up a mop of. It's probably a dog or something. I'm getting nods. It is a dog.
I guess you'll just have to listen. We'll just have to listen. Everyone
what a fight.
Have to listen.
Miley and Kylie.
To find out.
I bet you Steve and Byron will be playing lots of tracks from Kylie's new album and from Miley's new album.
And I think.
And I'm sure you'll be listening at home.
Yes.
Miley's number one fan, you are.
I don't even know who Miley is. Mm. Kylie, obviously, I haven't been living
Well, don't you
rock.
Listen to it while you're watching The OC?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Oh, that's
I don't.
A shame.
These are all jokes at my expense.
We've riled the boys up. They're getting angry.
We're getting all sorts of pointing going on.
But I think it is that time of the show, Jill.
I think it
it's
is.
Time
I think
to say goodnight.
And I think, you know what? That's a good thing. Mm. Now, seeing us out this evening is a cracking track, Time Is Running Out by Muse.
If you want to have more information on all of the things that Shannon was talking to us about, you can check out PLWHA Victoria's website at plwhavictoria.org.au, or if you want to have a look at the website that she was talking about travel restrictions for people living with HIV, you can have a look at hivtravel.org. Be sure to tune in next week from 8 to 9 on Thursday for more Well, Well, Well.
Bye-bye.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.